EcoAir design, manufacture, install and service and maintain domestic 3 kilowatt wind turbines for the domestic, the small agricultural, the B&Bs, the small hotel industry.
And where did you come up with the idea for this?
We also have a manufacturing company here in Shannon, and we've been involved in the renewables sector, the lower carbon emissions sector, for quite some time. And over that period, we've kind of noticed that there's a gap in the market, that there's a niche market for the domestic users to get a product that they can use themselves without costing an arm and a leg. And that's why we went ahead and designed a product like this.
If somebody buys this product, how much is it going to cost? But at the end of the day, how much do they save over time?
The standard cost for the unit is just under 19,000 euros. That's inclusive of VAT, installation, maintenance, contract, the whole lot, and inclusive of a 10-year warranty. And on an average wind site, they can be expected to get rid completely of their electrical utility bill, that they would have no electrical bill within that year. And they could also get credit onto their bill then up to and no more than 400 euros, depending on their site.
So not only can they save money with this, they can also sell it back to the grid as well?
Correct, they can sell it back to the grid. And what they get is they get 19 cent for the first 3,000 units that they send back, and then they get 9 cent in for every unit thereafter. And on an average site in Ireland, our unit will generate about 9,000 to 10,000 kilowatt units per year, and the average household uses 5,500 to 6,000 units per year. So you're 100% over generation, so you can save money and make a few pounds as well.
Now, you were saying you've only set this up a few months ago, and yet you've already had deposits for, what, 6 turbines?
Yeah, we done the big product launch was at the National Ploughing Championships in Athy, and since then we've received 6 deposits, and there's huge interest in the product. And, you know, every day we're getting new people contacting us, and it's all through word of mouth, and, you know, the internet, and again, as well, is always a big help.
How do you guys market something like this? I know you said you go to shows and stuff like that, when you launch a new product, how have you guys, you know, what have you used to get your name out there and the brand EcoAir out there?
Well, we've used local print media, but the shows are the biggest thing. That's where people who are interested in a product like this are going to go to certain shows to see products like this. And that's how we get out there. And that's how, you know, we've done the door-to-door sales. We've turned up at shows. We go to the agricultural markets and stuff like that all around the country. And that's just, you know, word of mouth is another one. You know, people are see the product, they're interested in the product, and they pass that information on to their friends and family.
Why do you think that here in this country we talk about environment and environmental as well, and then at the same time we're not doing enough to incentivize people to get involved in environmentally friendly things like this? You know, why do you think that there seems to be this kind of hesitancy on behalf of the government or somebody to introduce laws and regulations or to incentivize the environmental aspect of things?
I just think that, you know, we're always the ones to follow. And, you know, in this instance, we've been listed on numerous websites and in the press and everything that we're the best country for wind and hydro in Europe, yet we're the last ones to introduce incentives, regulations, the whole lot into, you know, renewables as a whole. And we're always following somebody else. We're always letting somebody else take the lead. And, you know, that's down to the state themselves. They should be the ones pushing this and incentivizing products like this, and especially homegrown products, products that are designed, built, manufactured by Irish companies and that have been sold into the Irish market. These are the companies and the people that should be grabbed with both hands, but the government seem to just let them lay by the wayside. And everybody's having to look at other avenues of sales in terms of, we're having to now look at, you know, going into the Northern Irish and UK market and possibly even further afield into the European market. And a lot of other companies are doing similar things, that there are Irish companies building Irish products, but they're having to export it because there's no incentive there by any of the state or semi-state agencies for these type of products.
So you're saying as well that we can be leaders in this field and not just followers?
of course, you know, Ireland produce some of the best designers, entrepreneurs, engineers, that, and they all get exported. But there are still a lot of them here, and they are designing and engineering a lot of brilliant products today. And we just need to make sure that we keep them here and we keep their products going, and we keep the whole thing about being Irish and buying local and stuff like that should really be inset into people. And the only way that that can be done is by, you know, the government also pushing the fact that you should buy local and showing some sort of incentive for doing so.
You said that you're looking to break into, we'll say, the UK market. What kind of homework or what preparation do you guys have to do in order to see yourselves in either Northern Ireland or in the UK?
Well, the homework has been done, and there's a lot of research been done on the matter. But there's certification that you have to get in order to sell back to the grid in both Northern Ireland and the UK. It's called MCS, which is the Micro Generation Certification Scheme. And the cost of that is astronomical for a small indigenous company like ourselves. And we need to build our sales up within Ireland before we can even look at exploring into other markets. But, you know, I'd rather learn to walk at home than to run abroad.
Coming back here to Ireland again, where do you guys see yourselves over the next 3 or 4 years? Do you have any more products that you're intending to launch?
We're always working on making the product better, and we're looking at bringing in, you know, possibly bigger sizes and in between sizes that there's a niche market for out there, because you either go from very small to very big and there's nothing in between, and that's where we're trying to fit in. And, you know, we're always trying to advance on the product. We have our design engineers at the moment. They're working on some new and exciting features on the product, which will be relaunched probably by this time next year or early 2013. And, you know, we'll be always looking to make the product better and more efficient for the user.
Let's talk a little bit about the other side of your business here, the manufacturing side. What exactly is that?
We started 19 years ago kind of focusing on cable assemblies and small, low volume. And, you know, we're a customer-driven company, so we've always had to kind of adapt ourselves and diversify the company so much to suit our customer requirements. And we kind of do everything from, you know, 10 cables up to, you know, 1,000 electromechanical full box build assemblies now, and everything in between, PCBs, cabling, electromechanical assembly, machining, tooling, the whole lot.
So in a way, EcoAir is another string to your bow, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's another string to the bow. And, you know, what we try to do is, as we said, we try to keep it local. So, you know, we try to source all our components locally and within Ireland. And we try to get Irish companies to manufacture for both Force, that we have the manufacturing company, and EcoAir, the renewable side.
I suppose it's a good example as well of, you know, we're in recessionary times as well, how important it is for a business not to stand still. Yes, you're doing the manufacturing, but you're breaking new areas, breaking new ground as well, aren't you?
True. You know, if you stand still and become stagnant in any sort of business, and no matter what the economic climate is, the business isn't going to go in the right direction. So we've always been very proactive with our customers in both senses for both companies, that we try to find out what they want, and we try and anticipate and where we can support them on it. And we try to, you know, show as much support as we can. And most of our customer base is in Ireland anyway. And it's a case of, if our customers have any issues whatsoever, they all know they can pick up the phone anytime, and we'll be down to them within, you know, you can be anywhere in Ireland now with the roads within two and a half hours. And it's all about, you know, service, quality and competitive pricing.